In a public meeting room at Richmond's Reed Hospital, Jane Stowe told Governor Mike Pence that she's had friends, young and old, who've been dropped from Medicaid coverage.
A lot of people I know were cut off at the end of the year for no good reason. If it was to save money, why didn't Indiana accept federal money for its Medicaid expansion?
Pence, as he said in the past, told Stowe he believes the Healthy Indiana Plan is a better program and better for Hoosiers' health.
It gives people an incentive when it's coming out of their savings account, their health savings account, the incentive to take greater ownership of their health care. And as a function of that, people have the incentive to make better health care choices. And that's better, that's great for them, and it's good for the system.
Penn says 93% of HIP clients make their monthly payments on time. He received applause when he called Medicaid a complex bureaucratic system and again said the Affordable Care Act should be repealed. Wayne County residents also asked Pence why he didn't apply for federal money to expand Indiana's new preschool pilot program. Pence says the state shouldn't actively seek to expand a pilot that hasn't yet begun.
I think the best pre-K program is a prosperous family that can give children in the home the enrichment that every child deserves. That's our focus on jobs. That's our focus on prosperity.
Pence did say his administration will ask lawmakers in January to allocate more state money for the pilot program in the 2015 biennial budget. At the end of the town hall, the governor didn't directly answer a question asking if he was running for president in 2016, saying only that he believes the solution to the country's problems will be found in state capitals, not the nation's capital. In Richmond, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.